Could you be a micromanager? And if you are, how can you stop it? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today we're going to look at that dreaded topic of micromanagement. Now, what you should understand is that most people who are micromanagers do not know that they're micromanaging, right? They think that they're being helpful. And so I want to reveal to you three things you can do to do less micromanaging and more empowering of your team. Tip number one is to declare your intent to be helpful. If you don't tell people that, may I offer some advice that would help, or may I give you some feedback or something that I noticed, and you get their permission, or your intent is simply, hey, I just want to be helpful and give you a couple things that'll make you more successful, overtly declaring that intent is so important. When a manager just starts interfering and giving orders and criticizing, but they don't actually say they're doing it to be helpful and to build skills for the future, the person starts to feel that you're taking their job and their responsibilities away. So again, declare your intent to be helpful. Tip number two is avoid giving too much advice in advance. Now, I'm guilty of mansplaining, that is telling someone all the things that they probably already know. And I think I'm doing it again to be helpful. But what I found is if you wait till after the person begins the task and then say, hey, is there anything I can do to help you or support you? They're way more open to hearing your advice after they've already begun the task rather than being told all the things they have to watch out for in advance. I mean, think of it even from a parenting standpoint. You know, you don't want your kids to make the mistakes that they're going to make, but if you preach at them as they're growing up, they just tend not to listen. But after they've gotten into a bit of a tight spot, they might be more open to hearing what you have to say that might help them out of that jam in the future. Tip number three is avoid taking over and taking the work back on redoing it yourself. I mean, if what you do is you take the work away from someone, you redo it all, and then you give it back to them, it's only going to frustrate them because think of the message that sends. If your boss takes back your work, reworks it, and hands it back to you, it's like, you didn't trust me to do the work in the first place. It's even better, by the way, if you have to review someone's work rather than taking it back and reworking it yourself. It's better almost to give them some feedback and some advice and then let them rework it again themselves. Book editors have learned this. I mean, a book editor could probably just rewrite the book for the author, but really what they do is they just simply give the author notes and say, I wasn't quite sure what you meant here, or this was a little unclear, or maybe it would be better if you had an illustration here. And by simply giving that feedback, that allows the author to go back and make changes. So think about it when somebody doesn't do something the way that you'd like. Stop taking that task away from them, because there's two actually downsides to that, right? One is, it, like I said, it makes them feel that you didn't trust their work or you didn't like the quality of what they did, but it also tells them that they're just not good enough. So when it comes to another task, they're gonna actually avoid it. They're gonna reverse delegate it back to you. You know, people are actually better at reverse delegating to their boss than their boss is at delegating to them. So to avoid micromanagement, just avoid taking over and reworking the work that they do. Now, once you've figured out how to avoid micromanaging, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership characteristics, and you can do that by having us on site to deliver training to you and your team, to enroll in one of our public workshops, or these days have us deliver from our state-of-the-art virtual training studio. You can also access all of our resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com and through our social media platforms that we're active in, which includes LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and now even Instagram. So we want to be, of course, your partners in leadership excellence and performance to create the culture that your organization needs to drive extraordinary results for you and your customers.